United States. Preschool funding. Toddle to the top. Cash-strapped states cut funding for nurseries.
Lily, who is 3 and a half, loves her nursery school in Queens. Her mother calls her the sponge because every day she comes home with new nuggets of knowledge. But not every child is as lucky as Lily. A new report by the National Institute for Early Education Research, NEER, shows that states' preschool funding is declining, which means fewer children will have access to early education, which most agree is essential, especially for children living in low-income households. The study looked at the 40 states which fund programs for 3 or 4-year-olds. State cuts to preschool funding transformed the recession into a depression for many young children, says Stephen Barnett, author of the NEER report. State preschool spending per child decreased by $114 to $4,028 last year. This is almost $700 less than in 2001 to 2002. Were it not for the additional funding provided by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, it would be much less. Worryingly, the funding situation may get worse. The stimulus money helped keep many states afloat, a cushion that no longer exists. Only 3 states, Connecticut, Maine, and Vermont, increased spending per child by more than 10%. 9, Alabama, Arizona, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Nebraska, Ohio, and South Carolina, cut spending by at least 10%. Ohio, once a leader in early education, now has one of the lowest percentages of youngsters enrolled. It cut funding more than any other state. Arnie Duncan, the education secretary, understands that states are watching every penny. Tightening budgets is the new normal, he admits. But there are smart ways to cut, and there are dumb ways to cut. Cutting early education, he reckons, is one of the dumb ones. Mr. Duncan is, in fact, making early education one of his priorities by including it in the next round of funding for Race to the Top, the big federal program for schools. 10 states do not provide any funding at all for preschoolers, and some appear to fund it only haphazardly. In Florida, preschool programs are available to all 4-year-olds. The problem there is not quantity, but quality. Some programs, and not just in Florida, are nothing more than glorified babysitting. The report encourages states to set and stick to standards so that children are prepared for kindergarten at 5. But more financial woe could be on the way. Congress is considering a Republican proposal to cut Head Start, a federal preschool funding program for poor families. Chester Finn of the Thomas Fordham Institute, an education think tank, is no fan of universal preschool. He thinks it makes more sense to focus the limited resources available on intensive programs for the neediest children. Mr. Duncan insists education, especially early education, is vital for America to stay competitive. An OECD report found that although the United States spends more per child on education than any other OECD country, it lags behind in funding the early years. Jeffrey Canada, head of the Harlem Children's Zone, says, "We can't afford to invest, but we can't afford not to do it." Mr. Canada's program begins not in preschool, but in utero, in a program called Baby College.